Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Their first offering today, the orchestra will offer the delightful tea time favorite.
Don't do that, Bob. You scare them. They're all running around crazy getting ready to play.
I thought this was tea time concert.
Don't be bothering the musician boys. They're working hard enough, land sakes, playing all that silly music you boys want.
They're doing a grand feature number today, Mary, too. I want you to be sure and listen for it.
What is it?
I can't tell you now, but they'll decide within the next 5 minutes.
Fine.
And I'll let you know.
Well, boys, as you know, I sent in for your surgeon's kit.
Oh, we meant to say, we were planning to say something about that today. We've had a lot of mail. I imagine saying the same thing that you're about to say.
Well, I've had no response, not even a thank you for the card.
When did you send in? How long ago?
Well, whenever you first made the offer, I remember it very well.
I think it was 4 or 5 weeks ago. Have you got the book there, Ray?
Just a moment, please.
The order book.
Well,
here.
I don't know about the order book or anything.
Well, we're keeping these all tabulated as to when they came in. I see that you sent in for yours.
Well, I just put on a card, Surgery NBC, New York.
Oh, we got the card.
I gave you my rubber glove size.
That's right, like 7.5. I have it right here.
Yes.
That came in on the 8th of July.
Yes.
Which means that due to a slight delay we have run into and problems unforeseen to either one of us.
Yes.
So, did you write for the burglar kit, too?
I wrote for that. I've written for everything you boys have offered.
And you haven't received a thing?
Not one letter of recognition at all. Nothing, as
well,
though I didn't write. And
well,
that's quite
you're not alone there, because nobody else has either, you see.
You mean to tell me you haven't answered all these requests?
No, we haven't, Mary. We've been so tied up with our various program
commitments.
Well,
I think that's terrible, honestly.
Well, we're going to get around to this, but as
quiet,
you know...
Mary.
To me that way, Ray.
No, don't get...
Well, I don't mean to get huffy, but
well,
I do know
I don't
that...
mean you, I mean Ray. Don't get uppity with her.
Oh, I won't.
No, but we don't have it, Bob.
No, what we were going to explain to you, Mary, was that some of the parts, the component parts...
Boys, I brought you some guava jelly today.
Thank you, that looks
That's
good.
That's for you, Bob.
This one
this
here?
This is for you, Ray, the small one.
Thanks a lot, Mary.
This is real good.
What have I done to you?
That's a nice color, isn't it, huh?
Well, no, it isn't.
Guava's that color?
No, it's a little foggy.
Actually,
it should be crystal clear.
But what happened?
I don't know what happened, but it is foggy.
Well, we were going to...
Now, that at the bottom, don't eat that.
What's that?
Well, from about 1/8 of an inch from the bottom of the jar, it's deadly poison. Eat down to that awful colored part.
And then leave that, huh?
Leave the rest. Don't just throw it out. I don't want the glass back at
well,
all.
Well, what did you put it in there in the first place for?
It was an accident, and let's not
well,
talk
you're
about it.
Well, telling everybody as you give them
the
a
government
job,
will be after me if they know that I'm giving this kind of stuff out.
Well, okay. We won't tell the government that.
It's deadly poison, that
all
funny
right.
color.
We'll
all
remember.
Right. Right. Fine. Hey.
But we should explain that these burglar kits are being packaged as quickly as we can possibly do it.
You see, friends, we've run into trouble with the federal government. Particularly on the burglar kit, the Post Office Department doesn't want to handle it at all.
They frown on it somewhat, and we have got a few things we've got to go over with them. Also, we've had an awful lot of trouble getting jimmies to go into the burglar kits.
That's
They're
right.
very hard to get. We didn't realize that when we offered them earlier. And
there was something else that we can't get either.
Aliases.
That's right. Aliases are hard to come by now, too. But as soon as we get the thing all straightened out, believe me, you'll hear from us, friends.
Now, before we went on the air today, we placed a call to a favorite vacation spot of ours up in Maine. And we would like to speak with a member of the Chamber of Commerce at Lake Chipmunk, and I believe the call has come through. I believe we're ready to contact Mr. Edgar L. Windy Sturdley, who is the representative of the Chamber of Commerce there in Lake Chipmunk, Maine. Are you there, Windy?
Hello, Bob and Ray. This is Windy Sturdley calling. I'm calling from a cramped phone booth, so if you can just forget that, I'll try to talk with you.
Well,
very poor connection.
Yes, it is. We've heard a great many wonderful things. Hello?
It's quite cramped here, and I'll try to talk up the best I can.
Tell us a little bit about the beauty spots of Lake Chipmunk, why some of the people listening might like to spend their vacations there.
And there are some waiting to get in the call when I get through.
What?
I say there are some waiting outside to use the same phone, so I'll try to hurry it along. As you know, we had a mosquito problem up here.
I remember hearing about that.
A year back. And we, during the winter months and the early spring... went out and bought this thing with DDT. We called on the government to come up here and help us with it.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, I can report today that we don't have a mosquito up here at all.
Well, that...
Not to speak of.
That was a big
why
problem.
Why, I'm sitting out here now, I can see is... As far as my eye can see, nothing but a beautiful...
Uh-huh.
Vista.
Well, it sounds...
Lake, the whole atmosphere comes over you like a cup of warm honey. Pours down over you.
Well, how do we get there?
Well, now, you probably want to know how to get here.
We'll be traveling by train, I imagine.
So you take the train to Portland.
Uh-huh.
There you're met by a gentleman named Pierre. You'll be wearing a fur piece. And he'll take you overland to Lake Chipmunk.
Oh, I see. Pierre we look for.
Overland to Lake Chipmunk.
How do you travel to Lake Chipmunk from Portland?
Well, it's overland. And you walk in. It's about 85 miles. And it's, that in itself makes the trip. It's that overland walk.
Well, okay. Thank you very much. We've enjoyed talking.
I want to insist that you tell all your friends to come up here. Very reasonable spot. Spend your summer. You're not troubled by mosquitoes.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks very much.
Weather.
And thanks for speaking with us, Mr. Edgar L. Windy Sturdley.
And thank you for this radio time.
Now it's music time this afternoon.
Oh, I'll never forget the night we wrote this song, Bob. I remember I was playing the piano and you were playing the violin.
This is right after our biggest success, Stardust, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Actually, we had both just recently been separated from the French Foreign Legion. And when you're separated from a service like that, believe me, it's quite a hunk out of your life going away.
Yeah. But anyway,
just
we...
Just talking about it now, Bob.
Oh, no. Well, don't bring back unhappy memories. Let's just listen to...
But I'll never forget it. As I remember, you were playing the violin.
I was, yeah.
And I was playing the piano. And somebody took our picture that night.
That's right. And I have that very picture right here.
And now here's the Bob and Ray Orchestra with Taboo.
Get that piano player's name and serial number, will you, please?
Your name and serial number, please, sir.
He's not answering.
Oh, all right. That was Sanford Gold, and I thought that was beautiful, not to mention Allo, and, of course, handsome Bill Bauer at the guitar.
Whose chair has been fixed, it doesn't squeak anymore, and then it makes the music sound a great deal better.
Honestly, that song brings back so many wonderful memories. But now, we have here in the studio this afternoon a guest that we think you'll enjoy listening to, friends. His name is Oliver Leo Leahy. And he has come here...
Most people,
Speak right up, sir.
Most people refer to me by my first initial, Ray.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
Leo Leahy. Oh, fine. All right, then, sir. If you'd just speak up now and tell us your very interesting work, if you
will. Well...
First of all, would you get off my foot? There we are. All right, now.
The work that I am engaged in is quite interesting. It stems from a lifetime of a hobby, so to speak.
You say that the work that you're gainfully employed in or at now all stems from an early childhood hobby?
Work I'm gainfully employed in now all stems from a youthful childhood hobby.
I see. And what was
I
that?
I began smoking mm-hmm. at the age of 17.
Does that have anything to do
now
with your
work? A little bit too early. Well, yes, it was then that I discovered this interesting hobby. I saw a package of matches. It said closed cover before striking.
I see.
I did. And I've been doing that ever since. Not only that, but I've been following all other directions ever since.
Well, like what, for instance?
When I get on or off a bus or a streetcar, it says, watch my step. It says there, watch your step. I watch my step.
Sure. Not other people's. You just watch
I watch my own. It says move to the rear. I move to the rear.
Uh-huh. I understand, sir, that the star sign certain dogs didn't have one.
Work I'm gainfully employed in now all stems from a youthful childhood hobby.
I see. And what was
I
that?
I began smoking mm-hmm. at the age of 17.
Does that have anything to do
now
with your
work? A little bit too early. Well, yes, it was then that I discovered this interesting hobby. I saw a package of matches. It said closed cover before striking.
I see.
I did, and I've been doing that ever since. Not only that, but I've been following all other directions ever since.
Well, like what, for instance?
When I get on or off a bus or a streetcar, it says, watch my step. It says there, watch your step. I watch my step.
Sure, not other people's. You just watch
I watch my own. It says move to the rear. I move to the rear.
Uh-huh. I understand, sir, that when you saw a sign curb your dog, you didn't have one.
And then this developed into quite a profession for me because I found that I could apply this to business life. And I, 2 years ago...
I don't mean to hurry you, sir, but we don't have...
2 years ago, I accepted a position in a restaurant where I became not responsible.
What do you mean you became not responsible?
They hired me to sit outside the cloak room or the check room.
I see.
And not be responsible for things not checked with the management.
I see. And you're paid for sitting there and not being responsible.
That's right. Not only coats and hats, but valuable articles, too.
I see. In other words, if I come in, say, with a pearl necklace and I didn't check
it. You don't check it, I'm not responsible.
I see.
And they pay me a goodly salary for that.
What else do you do? Do you work in hotels?
Yes, hotels, restaurants, any particular place that needs someone who's not responsible. I'm their man, Ole Ole.
All right, sir. Well, I think it's been grand of you to come here and to talk with us today. And I want to thank you very much, sir.
Barry, you had a very, very exciting idea before we went on the air today.
Yes.
Are you really going through with this plan of yours? I haven't heard
anything
about
it. Well, I think it has its... what I want to do it for is to get back to robust health, Bob and Ray. And
well,
that's actually why I've become interested in this swim to Bedloe's Island and return. I'm going to swim out there and try to swim back.
Well, have you had any experience in long-distance swimming?
Well, no, but Tex is going to help me quite a bit.
I'm going to be your manager.
That's right. Tex is going to manage the whole thing.
This is a little bit of a dangerous exploit.
And, you see, I'm going to carry...
Oh, I'll take care of it.
I'm going to carry watches that won't stop and water and things like that. I think it will be fine, and it will prove to me and to people of my age that we can get out there and swim.
I think it's a very worthwhile exploit, even though it is foolhardy.
Better give me back that jelly, boys. I'm kind of afraid.
Yes, I wasn't...
I'll throw it all out.
All right, make some more, will you?
Yes, please.
Well, we'll hear more about this swim tomorrow, I suppose.
Oh, sure, certainly. I'll be talking about it until I do it. Don't you worry.
Okay. Well, in the interest of trying to clear up the many problems which you, the listener, are faced with in your everyday life, you have just heard Bob and Ray.
Now, if you, the listener, will just try and help us clear up the many problems we're faced with, Everything will be just dandy.
We'll be back tomorrow with another fast-moving, sidestepping program. Until then, this is Bob Elliott.
Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly man.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.